When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. But most importantly, this is the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. That is not arrogance, ladies and gentlemen. That is just absolute pure confidence. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not figured it out, based on the title, Sean Spears has officially departed AEW. Well, quite frankly, I felt that this was going to happen sooner or later because we have not seen much of the guy, have we? For the most of last year and this year, the dude's relatively been off of television. I've been justifiably concerned, and unfortunately sometimes, you know, being in this business, it's, it can be a bit complicating, although some would strongly insist that to say that complications would be, well, quite an understatement. So, at first, it was Fightful Select that I think started reporting this. Yes, it was. According to Yahoo Entertainment, Fightful Select actually broke the news. And not long after, Sean Spears on Twitter, or X as they call it, but let's be honest, we still call it Twitter, he actually confirmed his departure from the company, and I'm glad that he confirmed that there's no bad feelings, if there's no hard feelings between the two, because I was actually pretty concerned about that. But Sean Spears basically described that, you know, ever since, you know, he actually signed with the company back in 2019. Sean Spears was actually one of the first official signings for AEW. So he's one of the originals of the company. But again, he described in his tweet that it's been a wonderful time for him. He thanked AEW for everything, you know, a fantastic 5 years of growth and personal development. And most importantly, he confirmed that this basically was a personal choice. And he made the choice to do what's best for him and his family. And he basically thanked everybody, including Tony Khan. Now, keep in mind, Sean Spears already has an 11-month-old baby. But we actually just recently learned that his wife, Cassie, formerly known as Peyton Royce in WWE, they announced that they're now expecting their second child. So really, you really ask yourself, you know, where does Sean Spears go from here? Now, according to Yahoo Entertainment, he actually has a desire to become a free agent starting January 1st. So, new year, you know, fresh start. So you really have to wonder what could be next for him. Is a return to World Wrestling Entertainment vital for the guy, especially now that there's a new regime in WWE under Triple H? You know, a lot of stuff. You know, Cody Rhodes, of course, you know, sent out a tweet saying, and I quote, "Love the chairman, great man," and then, of course, tagged Sean Spears in the tweet. So now that Cody's in WWE, it would not surprise me if Sean Spears headed to WWE to join his former rival, because they did have a bit of a rivalry in AEW, which we will get to. But you know, of course, you know, the match at the AEW All Out pay per view back in 2019, it was a hell of a match between Cody and Sean Spears, and you know, and they have a history, you know, friendship. You know, they've worked together, they've been through a lot together. So Cody and Sean Spears, they go way back. So, that being said, WWE really has to be the forefront of his next destination, but we'll have to wait and see. Other than that, you know, of course, Sean Spears does in fact run a wrestling school alongside former WWE superstar Tyler Breeze. So, and according to sources, he's actually been competing in the indies as of late. So, honestly, at this point, it kind of seems like the sky's the limit for the guy. You know, and interestingly enough, according to Wrestling Inc., you know, I actually came upon a discovery that really, caught me off guard. Because, as we know right now, there's that storyline, the devil and his goons, you know, stalking Maxwell Jacob Friedman and all that. According to this, Dave Meltzer actually confirmed in the latest in the Wrestling Observer newsletter that Spears was actually one of the guys portraying one of the henchmen of the devil, one of the masked henchmen. So, man, I really don't know what to say about that. The devil storyline in AEW certainly has my attention. Some would say that that's probably the most interesting thing going on right now. Now, of course, recently on AEW programming, a couple of the masked goons actually just became the new Ring of Honor tag team champions after Samoa Joe got involved, and apparently Samoa Joe's got something going on with the devil as well. So, you know, I think, you know, soon we're actually set to learn the identity of this masked devil soon. Although, of course, wrestling fans that are well educated, we always take it upon ourselves to come up with the best theories. I mean, cage side seats say that the masked devil himself could be none other than Adam Cole, which would actually make perfect sense because of the storyline between Maxwell Jacob Friedman and Adam Cole, the friendship and everything. And Adam Cole, I believe, has been out with an injury. So if the devil turned out to be the Adam Cole, well, there's a new, massive, brand new, exciting storyline for AEW. Now, of course, on Reddit, the Squared Circle, a lot of wrestling fans, one particular fan or a group of fans, I don't know, have speculated that while the devil may be Adam Cole, the henchmen could be the likes of The Kingdom, maybe Wardlow, Kyle O'Reilly, you know, who knows? Who knows? I mean, obviously, if the masked devil turns out to be Adam Cole, then obviously the henchmen have got to be certain wrestlers that have a history with Adam Cole, right? It's only fitting, right? It's got to make sense through reality and through storylines, baby. So, anyway. So really, at the end of the day, we really don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, of course, now Yahoo Entertainment, you know, of course, AEW president Tony Khan even teased the revelation of the devil. So, man, I just know because, you know, they've been targeting so many people. I mean, Jay White, The Acclaimed, Billy Gunn, Hangman Adam Page, and of course, MJF. Apparently, you know, Samoa Joe, who's actually been in a feud with MJF and, you know, over the AEW World title, apparently, you know, has been working with the devil lately. I mean, yeah, with the devil mask, so, man, I don't know. Anyway, back to Sean Spears. Well, the fact that he was one of the masked henchmen is certainly interesting, but we talk about Sean Spears' tenure with the company. Well, a lot of fans have kind of expressed their disappointment with how he had been used because Sean Spears is a natural and very unique talent. He's a hell of a professional wrestler. Now, of course, in my case, it's a little bit cheesy and a little bit embarrassing that my favorite memory of Sean Spears is not in AEW. It's not even when he was known as when he was known as Ty Dillinger. I think you guys know where I'm getting to. In 2006, during the DX angle between DX and the McMahons, I'll never forget when Shawn Michaels superkicked an individual who was named Stan. So many years later, the moment that I learned that Stan was none other than Shawn Spears, my God, I was just completely baffled. It was mind-boggling. It was a hell of a surprise. But you know what? I am so grateful that Sean Spears, along with HBK and DX, they gave me a moment to where I was laughing hard. I was smiling. I still smile about it today. I still love that particular moment. Sean Spears being super-kicked by HBK. he says, "What's your name?" He's like, "Stan. Stan." And then, boom. See? I just kicked Stan in that particular segment, so, oh, man. But, anyway, but Sean Spears is basically, his career, I mean, you know, he's over 20 years now, started back in March of 2002, so, he was actually in WWE Developmental when he made that appearance as Stan, so obviously he was working for the company. According to research, he was actually working in the developmental territory, which, of course, at the time was Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is, of course, based in Louisville, Kentucky. So you kind of look at it, you know. So basically, that was his first tenure in WWE, and then he was part of the rebranded ECW from 2008 to 2009 before he was released from the company in January of 2009, and then was spent 4 years on the Indies as well before he returned to WWE in 2013 and competed on the NXT brand. And of course, that's when he became Ty Dillinger. So, you know, of course, you know, the Perfect 10. So. But, you know, a lot of fans have basically kind of expressed their disappointment with his run, you know, on the main roster from 2017 to 2019. But going back to his time in AEW, you know, made his debut at the Double or Nothing Casino Battle Royale on the pre-show. You know, when he was known as the chairman, you know, when he was known as the chairman, I mean, I'm telling you, you notice he was more buffed, more bulked. Basically, he was just a new character with Shawn Spears, and I seriously had hoped that things would turn out to be so good at AEW, and, you know, I don't know exactly how it's up, you know, and I'll never forget, you know, he established himself as a villain when he attacked Cody, and then, you know, gave him that chair shot, so, and then he started calling himself the chairman of AEW, which I thought was really, really cool. I mean, Shawn Spears always kind of gave me the impression that his gimmick was like a Canadian-like enforcer, like a bruiser enforcer from Canada, like something you would see in a film. So I kind of feel like Shawn Spears, like, as the chairman, it's almost as if he was like almost like a James Bond villain, if you will, like maybe not the main villain, but more like a henchman-like villain, like the henchman that basically is loyal to the main villain, fights James Bond, and then basically kind of goes like that. So anyway. So, you know, my favorite particular memory, I'll never forget, in 2021, when AEW started doing, traveling around the road again, at an AEW show over in Garland, when Chris Jericho was feuding with MJF, and, Chris Jericho had to basically kind of do these, I don't remember exactly what the term was that MJF used, but, It was actually a match to where, you know, it was against Chris Jericho. Like, Chris Jericho had to win, but Shawn Spears, there was no disqualification for him. So Shawn Spears was using that chair, and I'll never forget that particular match because, again, I was there in person. Now, I know, you know, and from that time when Shawn Spears was actually managed by Tully Blanchard, I thought that was actually pretty interesting. But I think also in late 2019. You know, I think he had that feud with Joey Janela, although I don't exactly remember what came out of that rivalry. So, again, you know, a lot of stuff. But you know, in the rivalry with, you know, even with Wardlow, I'll never forget the rivalry with Wardlow, with MJF's rivalry with Wardlow. He had you know, Shawn Spears was involved in it. So, I'm kind of actually trying to find out exactly That particular match that I'm talking about. So, it was in July of 2021. Yeah, it was a chairs match. So it was a labor. Okay, that was it. It was a labor. Like, MJF basically said that Chris Jericho had to complete these labors in order to have the match with him. So, yeah. So basically, so I apologize if I made it a little awkward like that. But again, I wanted to make sure that I was kind of basically, I just wanted to basically understand, you know, what I was trying to think of. Or anyway, but anyway. So really, after that, you know, well, I don't know too much exactly what happened after that. You know, when Shawn Spears was part of MJF's Pinnacle, you know, I really thought that, okay, maybe this time for real they're gonna do something well with Shawn Spears, but again, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what ended up happening after that. But I'll never forget on the December 23rd episode of Dynamite when he was actually there for the 10 bell salute and in the episode of the Brody Lee Celebration of Life program. So, you know, of course, that feud with the Inner Circle, the Blood and Guts match, and then the Stadium Stampede match, a Double or Nothing. I mean, it was great. So, you know, and after the Pinnacle dissolved, that's when Spears actually was still aligned with Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Again, as I mentioned, the feud with Wardlow. So Spears had that match with Wardlow in that steel cage match with MJF as the special guest referee, and I thought really that was something very, very, very good. So you can't say, so while Sean Spears' run in AEW did not go exactly the way everybody had hoped for, I'm not going to sit here and say that it went completely bad. I mean, there were some good moments. It could have gone better, but I'm still happy to say that Sean Spears had some great moments. I mean, he's happy. He's thankful for his time, so... So then after that, now that steel cage match was in May of last year, and then after that he had been gone for months, he did actually return to an AEW Dynamite show in Toronto, which was in October. So, and this is actually when he turned face. And I believe it was October of I forget exactly when which October it was. I'm not sure if it was this year or last year. Again, Sean Spears, as of late had been, strongly absent from television, or so we thought, because, again, the whole thing with the masked devil henchman, but he turned as a face and basically had his gimmick similar to the Perfect 10 Ty Dillinger gimmick, but, I think the last time we supposedly saw him, he participated in the over-the-budget Battle Royal, but didn't win, so, of course, so I believe it was in October of this year when he turned into a face, but... of course, as of several days ago, that's when he announced his departure from AEW. So, well, it was actually yesterday, as a matter of fact. I think he confirmed it yesterday. So, according to the tweet, he confirmed it yesterday. So really, at the end of the day, I can't say that I'm not too very disappointed. I mean, again, I honestly wish things could have gone better, but the fact of the matter is, when AEW having a super overloaded roster as it is, it's difficult. But right now, I think for the time being, Sean Spears could certainly return to WWE. I would imagine. I mean, if he does he revert to the Ty Dillinger persona or whatnot? I mean, I think again, there's opportunities out there for him. He could go to Impact. He could compete in Japan, compete in Mexico, compete all over the world. So I think for the time being he may actually compete. He's been continuing on the indies as of late. So I think I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that January 1st. I'm sure when the time is right, Sean Spears is gonna announce what he intends to do next. Again, he's expecting his second child. So obviously he's gotta make the best decision, not only for him but also for his family as well, because he's gotta provide for them. So. We'll see how things go, but I'm certainly excited to see what the future has in store for Sean Spears, and like I said, when we get an answer, you'll hear it from here. So for now, he's no longer with AEW. He's very, very thankful. I'm thankful for the fact that I got to see him perform live in person in a chairs match with my hero Chris Jericho. It was one hell of a match as well. That feud with Cody, when he attacked Cody and hit him with a chair, I thought was great. The steel cage match with Wardlow. I mean, again, Sean Spears had some moments that I'm grateful to have watched, and one that I'm so grateful and blessed that I got to witness in person. Again, the chairs match with none other than Le Champion, Chris Jericho. So, Sean Spears, I want to wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors. Whatever is next in the chapter of his life and in his career, well, like I said, when the time is right, we'll know what is next for the former chairman of AEW. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Ringside Chaos is available anywhere you get your podcasts. So please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button and please be sure to hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody had a Merry, Merry Christmas, and I wish everybody a Happy New Year. Thank you, and God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.